I was working in the Kwai area in Botswana, in the Okavango Delta, north of Maun, and I was running this field research centre, and I think I had probably four or five students with me, and my job every morning was to wake up, and I'd wake up around 4 in the morning because I loved to have an hour on my own. So 4 to 5 I drank a cup of tea and had some incredible moments drinking tea. I mean, I remember taking my chair out and I was sitting sort of, you know, watching over the river, and this lioness walked past roaring. Ooh, ooh. You know, and I could see the sort of smoky air because it was a bit cooler outside, and as she's walking past, and she didn't even know I was there, or if she did, she didn't acknowledge me. Twice I had the African wild dog come round, and once they were just chasing this impala, and I ended up in the middle of this, you know, hunt for this impala, and they killed it sort of 4 or 5 meters from me and tore it apart, which was pretty gruesome. But incredible to be sort of part of this. You know, they just were all around me and took no notice of me. So it was in one of these mornings, I sort of get up at 4, and I usually get up, have an hour, and then I start prepping all the breakfast for the students from 5, and then I wake them up at 5:30 so that we can be out the door by 6. And I need to go to their tents to get them. You know, we have boys separate from girls, we can have 3 in a room. We had 5 rooms, I think, but at the time we only had 6 students. And there's often elephants around, we've often had lions in camp. So I go to open my door, and I can't. You know, it's one of these sort of A-frame wooden houses with canvas sides, and but a proper wooden door. So I try to open the door, and I can't open it. And I think, I wonder why. That's a bit bizarre. So I kind of mess around. I go and brush my teeth, sort of get ready. And then I go to push the door again. And I think, no, this is very strange. So I sort of peer out of the canvas roll-up. You know, you can't open the netting, but I've rolled up the canvas. And there's this great big lion, big male lion, fast asleep on my porch against the door. So I can't open it. So I get back into bed and I think, well, he'll be gone in a bit. I'll have to just wait and miss out on my cup of tea, and we'll just be a bit later today. 5 o'clock comes and lion's still there. So, you know, the student huts are, I think the closest one was 40, 50 meters from mine. And then they get further and further. So I think, well, this is going to have to be a game of Chinese whispers. I'm going to have to shout to the students that I can't come and get them because there's a lion at my door. You know, and I actually called them my studel bugs. So, you know, I hadn't really ever had the experience of shouting over the top of a big male lion. So I didn't know how loud could I go before he gets angry with me. Not that I was too worried. And these lions are so lazy. So I sort of, you know, attempt kind of a shout to the closest studel bugs. Studel bugs, I can't come and get you. What, Magog? We can't hear you. And, you know, so finally I do get my message across to them really quite loud. And this lion doesn't even budge. And, you know, my message is, don't move. We're not going out this morning. There's a lion blocking my door. I can't open the door. Anyway, finally, about 9:30, you know, he stands up, stretches, and of course I see that because I'm back in bed reading my book now, looking out the window, which is a low netting window, onto the porch. And then he stretches. He doesn't even glance in, and then off he pads down the stairs. There's 3 little stairs to get down to ground level. And off he goes. And, you know, I give him some time, and then I open the door, and the wood is still warm from where he's been lying there. And I go off and get all the studel bugs, and it's just this incredible story. But it's just amazing to think, you know, there's been a lion sleeping at my door, less than 3 meters from the bottom of my feet, you know, right there. And how long, you know, I didn't hear him come in, so he could have been there throughout the night, and he just decided to climb up on the porch and go to sleep. Amazing.